Renter's insurance, what it actually covers, and what your landlord's policy does not. Most renters assume that because the building is insured, they are too. The landlord's policy covers the structure and stops there, not your belongings, not your liability, and not somewhere to sleep if the unit becomes unlivable. Here is what renter's insurance actually covers, the one term that decides what a claim pays and what it leaves out. The simple version. Renter's insurance does three jobs. It covers your personal property when it is damaged, destroyed, or stolen. It covers your liability when someone is injured or their property damaged and you are found responsible. And many policies also cover living expenses if your home becomes uninhabitable. The landlord's policy does none of those three. It covers the building. The landlord policy assumption, plainly. If a fire runs through the kitchen, the landlord's insurance deals with the structure. Your furniture, your clothes, and your laptop are not the structure, and that policy owes you nothing for them. Run the same fire the other direction and it gets sharper. If you are found responsible for it, you can be on the hook for damage to a building you do not own. That exposure is what the liability portion answers, and it is the part renters are least likely to know they were carrying. The one term that decides what a claim pays. Actual cash value or replacement cost. The choice barely registers in the price, and it decides the size of the check. Actual cash value reimburses what the item was worth at the time of the claim, after depreciation, minus the deductible. Replacement cost reimburses what a comparable new one costs, generally after you have bought it and submitted receipts. The gap is not academic. A 5-year-old television is worth a fraction of a new one, and the distance between those two numbers is the distance between replacing what you lost and being partly reimbursed for it. This single line deserves more attention than the premium comparison that usually gets all of it. What it does not cover. The most commonly bought form covers your belongings against a specific list of events, typically along the lines of fire, lightning, explosion, smoke, vandalism, theft, and water damage from the building's utilities. A broader form covers a wider range of events except those the policy specifically excludes. Anything outside the list or inside the exclusions is not covered regardless of how unfair the loss feels afterward. Several limits catch people specifically. Unusually expensive single items, fine jewelry or an art collection, generally need extra coverage bought as a rider or floater rather than sitting inside the standard limits. Roommates are typically not covered by your policy unless the policy names them. Dependents such as college students may be partly covered under a parent's policy, which is worth checking before buying a second one. Flood and earthquake are classically handled. The real cost lens. This is the cheapest class of property insurance most people will ever buy, for a plain structural reason. It insures no building. The premium is priced against your belongings and your liability, not against a structure worth many times more than everything you own. The cost of skipping it is not spread out over the years you went without it. It sits entirely inside one bad day, and whatever savings you have is the policy you chose instead. The landlord's policy rebuilds the building. It does not replace one sock you own. What this means? Before buying, settle the two things that decide whether the policy works when you need it. Check whether it pays actual cash value or replacement cost, and take an inventory of what you actually own, because a claim is a list you have to produce under the worst possible conditions for remembering it. Then read what is excluded rather than assuming. Available forms and rules vary by state, and your own policy document is the only thing that governs your coverage. What this is not. This is not advice about your situation, and not a recommendation for or against any insurer, policy, or coverage level. This is not a claim about what any specific policy covers, because coverage, exclusions, limits, and available forms vary by policy, by insurer, and by state. This is not legal advice. This is not a buy, sell, or hold signal on any security. This is not financial advice. Sources: National Association of Insurance Commissioners for Rent. Protecting your belongings with renters insurance, the two basic coverages. The landlord's policy covering the structure, living expenses when a unit is uninhabitable, the broad and comprehensive forms and their listed events, riders and floaters for high-value items, dependent coverage, and the actual cash value versus replacement cost distinction. https://contentnayacorg/art. National Association of Insurance Commissioners, understanding your homeowner's or renter's policy, the policy sections covering personal property, liability, and loss of use. and how replacement cost and actual cash value are defined. https://content.naicorg/article/consumer-insight-understanding-your-homeowner's-or-renter's-policy. No premium figure is asserted in this article. What a policy costs depends on location, the size of the unit, what you own, and the coverage form, and it is quoted individually.